Bob Agnew.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Whew, I went into my kids' Halloween candy, and now I kind of feel guilty. I've been nibbling on it now over the last few days, and I've really got to get it out of the house. But what I love about Halloween is I don't buy candy. I don't go to the store. I don't buy candy. So what I like is all the kind of new candies, not new candies, but candies you haven't eaten for 30 years, you know, like Rolos. Right, you can roll a Rolo to your friend. Chocolate cover caramel from end to end. Woo-hoo. Anyway, that one. My kids have Rolos. I haven't had Rolos since I was 4. So, pretty exciting stuff. The problem is I really need to diet. All right, so we got a few weeks till Thanksgiving. Pretty exciting weekend. We got daylight savings time. All right. So don't forget we bring our clocks back an hour, give us an extra hour of sleep. That's supposed to happen at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Don't forget to set your alarm clocks for about 1:58 in the morning so you could wake up in time to change your clocks. Yeah. I'm going to set my alarm 1:58 a.m. You should do it just so you set your clocks at the right time correctly. I don't think it's wise to, set it today. You know, earlier, it'll totally mess up your plans for later today. November 3rd, kind of a significant day in our family. November 3rd is my sister's birthday, so big shout out to my sister. Happy birthday, sis. I always try to pretend to be the youngest sibling. I'm actually the second oldest, but she's older, so she used to whip my butt really good. But that's what big sisters do, they do. So happy birthday. But I remember my dad died the same day. And I had to call my sister. I was the one that had to tell the family, right? Yeah, like Dahlia is good at bringing bad news, right? I don't know why they thought I had any speaking talent whatsoever. So I was the one that got to break the news to everybody that Dad died. So I call her up and she's like, all right, sing it loud. She thinks I'm going to sing happy birthday to her. And, she's a much better singer than I am. And I'm like, Dad died. And she's like, no. Sing happy birthday. Dad died. And it was a shock for all of us. It happened the day after the election. Okay. We all went to bed. We didn't know the election results. So my father died, before he knew the election results. But I remember my father when he was younger. When we were younger, he always used to yell at his kids. And one of the things he would always say is, don't be a stupid. Right? Don't be a stupid. Don't be a stupid. Now, don't be a stupid. As a kid, you hear something like that, and you think the phrase, right, and the advice is a little stupid, but it actually, carried with us all to adulthood. And I do. I live each day trying not to be a stupid. But what I do to find solace is I like to think that my father is up there in heaven. And as I put on Facebook this morning, I really think my father is up there in heaven screaming at America to not be a stupid, especially as we head into this election coming up in 3 days. So if I could extend my father's advice to all of you, don't be a stupid. Okay. Now we got 3 more days to the election. We want you to vote. I think early voting's already long gone. I don't really get this poll thing. Many of you have been asking me about the polls and what do I think. I'm not a political analyst, but what I do deduce is whenever you watch CNN, Obama is way ahead of Romney. Whenever you watch Fox, it's a dead heat or Romney's ahead. So I'm really confused with these polls. Last we heard, I guess, Obama was way ahead in Nevada. Really? Nevada? Didn't he rip on Vegas twice? Right, don't go to Vegas, when you should be, spending money at home. I don't know what that was about. I'm really surprised Obama would even have the lead in Nevada. But again, when you watch CNN, it says so. Now, Reuters is actually saying they're tied. Dead heat, tied. Do you guys really believe that? I mean, how are you all feeling right now? Are you sick of politics, or are you right now at the, you know, we're at the 3-day mark, 3 more days. How y'all feeling? You know, are you feeling good? Do you think this whole media exposure of the polls was an absolute farce? I'd just love to hear how you're feeling. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have been asking me what's going to happen in terms of Hurricane Sandy and damage to the polls. Are they going to extend the election? We talked about this. The only people, or the only group who could actually change the election day would be Congress. Congress would have to say, we're going to move the election. Now, individual states could expand hours, they could move polls, etc. I don't think they're going to change the election day. I think we're going to be done, God willing, Tuesday night. I know CNN was asking some of the voter poll organizers in New Jersey, what's going to happen, especially with, you know, most of the city underwater, parts of the city underwater. Oh, sorry, someone's emailing me. She said, aren't you going to bus people in? Aren't you going to drive people? And he's like, well, no, we're not going to drive people. We just opened up a lot of different poll sites, and we could do paper ballots, et cetera. So I don't foresee anything changing in that respect. Let's go to the phone lines. Here's some of your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I love you, Dr. Dahlia. Talking about Mitt Romney, I hope he makes it for president. And I love your show. I listen to it every chance I get on XM.
Oh,
thank you so much.
No, thank you. You are so sweet. I gotta tell you, I really, you know, fed up with a lot of the baloney that we had that we've been dealing with in terms of the you'll vote for Obama or you'll vote for Romney, and then by default the booth or the electronic display would say Obama. I mean, we've seen this in North Carolina. We've been hearing these cases. Is it voter fraud? Is it that the machines are completely clustered up and we need to dump them? And it's been, I think, extremely frustrating. I think the stress is still going to be high for the next 3 days. I personally don't want to watch the news. I don't even want to look at the news. I don't want to. I don't even want to hear the baloney. But 3 more days, people. Still want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1708.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1750.42, $875.21 for a half ounce, or $437.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1750.42, $875.21, and $437.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. I also want to thank my alma mater, UNLV. Honors College honored me yesterday as Alumnus of the Year. I know, I came late to class all the time. I hope they don't even realize that. But I was honored as an alumna of the year or alumnus. I'm not sure if one is female or plural or whatever. And it was truly an honor. I love UNLV. I went there for 4 years. I wish I could go back. I just love that campus. I love everything about it. And hopefully they'll have a good football season for once. But they're really starting to rock it with basketball, so I'm excited about this next season. But anyway, thank you, UNLV, for honoring me like that. That was so sweet. All right. Hurricane Sandy. We are doing a relief effort of our own here in Southern Nevada and Las Vegas. We are collecting as many supplies, water bottles, blankets, baby food, pet food. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com so you can go to my headquarters. Sounds fancy, right? Dr. Dahlia headquarters. It's our office, but, you know, we call it headquarters. You know, Fox and CNN could have election headquarters, and Dr. Dahlia could have a headquarters. Anyway, anything you could donate that we could ship, please do. Also, Red Cross needs donations. Red Cross is asking for monetary donations online. Please go to redcross.org to see how you can help. It's absolutely devastating what we saw happen this week with Hurricane Sandy. You know, Governor Christie today orders an odd even gas rationing system. I mean, can you imagine not being able to go to work because it's flooded, not be able to leave your house or not be able to go home? Now the roads are up. Things are starting to sputter and flicker again, but now you have gas lines, and these gas lines are huge. You have people in line standing with gas containers trying to fill it up with gas to bring it back to their car. Cars lining up for miles. From what I understand, Governor Chris Christie is going to allow drivers with license plates ending in an even number to get gas on even number days. Those with plates ending in an odd number can buy gas on odd number days. So if today's November 3rd, they could buy gas if their license plate ends in an odd number. Now, I don't know what to do if you have letters. You know, I've always wanted my license plate to say UPYRS. You know, you can't say up yours, right, on your license plate. But if you make it look like, you know, it's the initials of your grandfather or something like that, they'll let it happen. I always want that. So if my license plate said UP yours, I don't know if I'd be able to get gas or not. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, not there. Okay. So we're taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. We're going to get to some of your questions as well. Is he back on the line or no? No? Okay. Okay. Let me see where we're at now. Okay. La, la, la. Let's go back. Let's see where we are right now. Hold on. All right. I thought I had this all. I thought I had this all down. Okay. Now, is he on or not? If not, he could call back. Do you want me to start?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia.
Oh, hi.
Just wanted to know why you're supporting the American Red Cross when they took money from the Oklahoma City bombing victims.
Uh-oh.
And direct deposited it into their account at the Red Cross. Also, the Red Cross took money away from the 9/11 firefighters, EMS, and police officers, and spent it on a $500 million telephone system for the Red Cross. That's not what that money was meant for, and that's why it should not be donated to them anymore.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for your time.
I can't comment on that. I don't know what happened with the Red Cross and et cetera. Unfortunately, I wish I did. All I know right now is, you know, people back east, northern east coast, they need help. Okay. And from what I understand, you got Goodwill out there helping. You got Red Cross. You got, you know, a variety of other, organizations helping. I get that a lot. I get people asking, where actually does the money go? And I told you guys a story that really, really concerned me about one of the charities, a kind of a large one. About 20 years ago, I don't want to mention any names. And I had been doing a lot of fundraising when I was, in college going to UNLV. And, one of the particular, what do you call them? They kind of come out and they tell you about their charity and they work with the students. I don't know if I want to use the word coordinator, but anyway, one of the coordinators comes out and he's kind of young. So he was kind of a liaison, you know, for college students in this particular charity. And he comes into town, and I remember, you know, not having a lot of money. I remember, you know, scraping whatever I could to, you know, for food and books, et cetera. I mean, I was working at Jack in the Box. I was tutoring students. And I remember I was able to, you know, get together about $50 of my own money to give to his charity. And he, you know, sits back and he kicks back and, you know, he would come in probably every few weeks. And he was talking about how awesome this latest trip was because he could, while he was flying for work, make a side stop in Phoenix and see his father. So he was really, really excited about that. And I remember going, okay, I just sweat to get you $50 of my own money, not to mention trying to, you know, raise you money from these other students. And you're using the money to make a jaunt to Phoenix to see your father when we thought this money was supposed to be helping the kids and the adults in need, et cetera. And like I said, I don't want to give you guys too much detail of the charity because I don't want to incriminate them right now with that. And I was furious and I was kind of disillusioned. And this was a major well-known organization. And I realize there are administration costs, of course. You know, I mean, in order for these organizations to be and exist, you have to hire people, you have to have staff, you have to have people answering the phone, you have power bills, I understand that. I own a business. I understand. It's still a business in that you have operating expenses. I get that. But when I saw our charity money squandered like that by this one idiot, and maybe he wasn't a representative of the whole organization, but the fact that something like that could happen, I was furious, and I decided that most of the charity work I would do would be hands-on goods that I could actually hand carry or ship, etc. That being said, I've always been a fan of the American Red Cross. By the way, also United Blood needs blood. A big issue that they're having back east is during preparation for the hurricane, as well as the storm and the aftermath, the blood donations just came to a standstill. And I don't know how many pints of blood get donated per day, per city, per county, per state. But I'm assuming it's significant because they are in dire need of blood. So those of us that can donate blood where we're living in states that are nice and dry and we're able to get to the blood donation centers, please do that. But in terms of, you know, what we're doing for the hurricane relief effort, we are asking for actual products if we can to ship or give to Goodwill, have Goodwill use, so we could at least provide whatever relief we can, knowing it's going to them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and you can go to my website to find our address for that. All right. Now, okay, let's move on. I want to talk about, gosh, there's a few things I want to talk about, but we're going to be coming up on break. Really? Jeez. Can the advertisers just wait 1 minute? All right. Eating red meat. Eating red meat is probably one of my most favorite things to do. I like to sing. I like to do radio. I like to exercise, but I really love red meat. You know, if you ask me, what do I want to do on a Saturday night? Do you want to sit there and munch on a steak? You know, or do you want to go play laser tag? I'd probably like to munch on a steak. Unfortunately, evidence came out this week saying red meat and poultry does seem to boost the risk of breast cancer, but only in white women. They say, this is Dr. Elisa Bandera, epidemiologist at the Cancer Institute of New Jersey, said previous research looked at meat and consumption of breast cancer. This study looked at white women and black women, and from what we understand, white women have a higher risk of getting breast cancer from red meat. Now, why is that? I don't know. They don't say. You know, I mostly black women and white women, you know, we reach menopause roughly the same time. You know, we seem to still have, you know, not that many variances in estrogen circulating levels, et cetera. So I don't know. Now, here's my problem. We have all this Halloween candy strewn all over the house. If I can't eat red meat and I can't eat poultry and I can't eat the Halloween candy, I'm probably going to starve to death. I understand fish is supposed to be an option. I get that. Many of you really like fish. I got to tell you, I like that show Wicked Tuna. That show Wicked Tuna is pretty cool. I've been starting to watch that. That's a big. I wish I liked tuna. I don't. But I guess we gotta eat fish. That's what it comes down to. Just fish. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff,
creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLI, 1-877-DOC-DALLI. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got George on the line. Hey, George, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dr. Dahlia.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. But your previous caller was totally wrong about the Red Cross. It was not the Red Cross that mishandled the funds. It was United Way. If you look into the situation, United Way had administrative control of the funds for 1911, not the Red Cross.
Okay. Thank you. No, thank you for that correction. I appreciate you calling, George. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. For those of you joining us late, we were talking about who to donate to give relief for Hurricane Sandy. I've been urging people to donate online to redcross.org, and we had a caller having some issues with that. And thank you, George, for clarifying that. Jackie from Henderson writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm not voting for either candidate. I have Medicare, and I'm very confused on how either will sustain it. Will doctors return to Medicare if Romney is elected? If so, it may sway my vote. Wow, sway your vote. Jackie, you got 3 days. You got three. Do I have the power? Do I have the power right now to make you vote one way or another? That would be awesome, because you know who I want you to vote for. Okay, here's the thing. I've already voted. I voted for Romney. No surprise there. Do I think doctors will return to Medicare if Romney is elected? Although I do think the reversal of Obamacare and going back and doing it right is going to be a huge help, and I do think it may attract doctors to go back to Medicare. Hopefully some of the Medicare cuts from that $716 million that was taken out will be restored or the cuts will be reversed. Do I really think doctors are going to stop fleeing from Medicare? Jackie, I got to be honest, no. No, I don't. Okay, but that doesn't mean to not vote for him by any means. I think Medicare and the revamping and the opt-out of Medicare is going to be, I think, far more beneficial to our seniors than the current system we have now. I don't know if you guys, you know, it's seen in the news, but a huge group of hospitals is actually suing the government, claiming that these auditors that were hired to crack down on quote-unquote improper Medicare payments are denying hospitals hundreds of millions of dollars, claiming their care years later should have been billed differently. Now, I don't talk about Medicare as intricately as I should on this show, because a lot of times we just don't have the time. But one thing that has been very, shall I say, obtrusive and very frustrating for many of us physicians is, well, here are our colleagues who get audited, and not audited for criminal billing. They get audited because Medicare or another insurance company, but usually Medicare, goes, you know, we paid for that extra service and we think it just should have been bundled with the previous payment. So pay us back. And I can't tell you how many doctors I've known where they'll get these $50,000 bills from Medicare from a code. Let's say they did treadmills in their office, right? They billed Medicare for the treadmill. They billed Medicare for the evaluation of it. I mean, I don't know all the codes and the separate things you're allowed to bill for a treadmill type of procedure. I mean, you'd think things could be so much easier if the doctor just says, I did a treadmill, pay me just for that, and not have all these stupid codes and modifiers, etc. But anyway, one of the entries, this actually happened to a good friend of ours. One of the entries, Medicare decided, no, we're not going to pay on that. So whatever we did pay you years ago, give the money back. And I think it got a $50,000 bill, etc. Now, he wasn't the one that benefited from the payments. Other doctors did, and other doctors had already left the practice. So now he has to foot the bill. Doctors are kind of sick of that. Okay? Don't pay us and then want the money back. Okay? If you paid us correctly, because, you know, doctors will bill the way they're taught to bill. And the biller will bill the way they're taught to bill. You can't, after the fact, years later, go, no, we want our money back. So apparently the lawsuit alleges that these auditors, known as the recovery audit contractors, forced hospitals to repay Medicare for the cost of inpatient services by determining years later that honestly these patients should have probably been treated as outpatients instead. Well, what? How do you do that? So the hospital treated the patient as an inpatient. Medicare decides years later to look back at the records going, you want to know what? That could have been as an outpatient. You know, we're going to cut your fees, or we're going to subtract from your future checks the money that we paid you. How do you run a business? How do you operate? And so if doctors are going to return back to Medicare, there's going to have to be a lot of changes, and not just a reversal of Obamacare, per se. I mean, the Medicare system has to be changed, and a huge problem with Medicare is it's government-run. Another issue, article came out today saying doctors can't challenge Medicare audits. They can't. Physicians, I mean, I've known physicians in this town. They got an audit. Each doctor in the practice got a $100,000, fine, and there was no one to help them fight it. And if you can't control a government agency who is obviously in dire need of money, decided, well, let's just kind of go back, nitpick, see what was done right, see what was done wrong. And, I mean, nobody ever passes an audit with flying colors. You always owe money. Some doctors are going to say, you know, it's just not worth it. You know, how do I run a business where I have to pay the money back? I'd rather not see the patient to begin with, so then if I do get paid by the insurance company, I could put that payment towards a power bill, towards a rent, and not be asked to give it back in 2016. So I think in addition to all the other flaws we see with Medicare, patients not being able to get the brand name, patients not being able to get the tests as easily. Now, pre-op chest x-rays aren't covered. I don't know how surgeons and anesthesiologists can move forward with surgeries if the patient has to come out of pocket with the chest x-ray and doesn't want to pay for it. You know, among all the other problems we have, you know, would doctors be willing to run back to Medicare if Romney's elected? I don't know. I think many doctors who have been already, you know, dealing with the system for years are just so burned by them that they may not want to go back. But mind you, if you are a patient that has Medicare and you are having trouble finding a Medicare provider, which many of you have been emailing me week after week, one thing I recommend are the younger doctors that are coming out of school. Many of us have been credentialed through Medicare as residents. We still see patients in the hospital. We aren't tainted and burned by the medical system as many of the older doctors are. So for those of you saying, my doctor's not taking Medicare anymore, I can't find a doctor that takes Medicare anymore, I would probably call the university and ask for the numbers of graduates over the last few years. Who graduated from their program? What are their office numbers? And most of them will probably maintain their Medicare certification and see you. Because like I said, they haven't had too much time to get burned or years later be asked to give money back. And I got to tell you, I think some of the best medicine I performed was after my training. Some of these catches I hope I could still make catches like that. For some reason, I was just so, you know, instinctive because of what I had seen in the ER and my ER experience in Arizona, that don't worry about the medicine being bad in newly graduated doctors. They could be just as phenomenal as your older seasoned doctors. But that's my recommendation. Also, your internists, your geriatricians may be more inclined to take Medicare, but I don't want to that to sway you. I mean, honestly, Jackie, I love you, but I if you really haven't made a decision by now, I don't think I can help you. Honestly, who's still undecided? It's 3 days away, for crying out loud. All right, but keep in mind, no matter how frustrated you are with the government, no matter how frustrated you are with the system, not voting doesn't really help. Okay, you're an American first. You're not a Republican first. You're not a Democrat first. You're an American first. You choose who you think will help America right now, and America needs a lot of help. When I voted for Romney, I didn't do it to help the Republicans. I voted for Romney to help America because, as an American, I thought Romney was the best choice. That's why you don't vote per party. You vote per person you think is going to do the best job. And I think the choice is clear. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Medical News, 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. For those of you that like to plan your summer vacations right before the summer, always hard to jump on a cruise. But if you are thinking about cruising, that's something you got to book early, and I'd love for you to go with us. We always have a great time, and coastal Alaska is exquisite. Week-long trip leaving out of Seattle at the end of June, coming back through the 4th of July weekend. It should be a phenomenal trip. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know many of you guys are sitting there fooling around on Facebook later at night. Don't forget to find our show and connect. Also, my show plays 3 hours a day throughout the week, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. You can catch The Dr. Dahlia Show on my website, online, or throughout various affiliates throughout the country. Also plays later on XM, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, channel 166. But for those of you that want to call in, ask your medical questions live, we are 9 to noon Pacific time every day, Monday through Friday. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to connect to that. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We got Blass. Is it Blass on the line?
Blass.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, I got 3 points here. I want you to comment. I noticed that the feds are going after physician-owned hospitals. Are you familiar with those?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With that?
Yeah.
And then next thing on the CPOE, the doctors enter orders, computer. You know how they want it electronic now, everything.
Right. Absolutely. Yep.
And they fine them if they don't use it, and they give them bonus that they use them. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. With the electronic, I mean, Medicare wants us to all go electronic. I'm a little nervous because Janet Napolitano yesterday was talking about how multiple of our huge banks are under very frequent cyber attacks. And I really don't know how eventually, if we do go to a national electronic health record system, if they can't even protect the CIA or the Senate from being hacked, or these huge banks like JP Morgan, how the heck are they going to protect our electronic medical records? But remember, Medicare, they can do whatever they want. They're the government. They can mandate whatever the heck they want.
And then my physician friends and neighbors, say that they spend more time, as a secretary on the computer than seeing the patient.
Well, here's the thing. I can type. I've been very fortunate to be able to type. I type about 80 words a minute. I could 10 key about 200 keys a minute. But the average doctor doesn't really like to type. Just because we go to medical school, and by the way, Bless, thank you for your call. I'm gonna try to hit your points really quickly, but before I move on to I want to warn you guys about radon and lung cancer in your homes real quick. So I'm gonna be short. But I think doctors I've known brilliant doctors that just cannot type. They hunt and peck, and it really slows you down. And making sure that everything goes into the computer perfectly is something that not a lot of us doctors are actually trained to do. We have staff usually to do the billing and to do the inputting, et cetera. So when you're asking, clinicians who are trained to look at you, have eye contact, evaluate you, talk to you, and then go back and then regurgitate or eructate everything into a computer, many of them, they don't like to do it after the patient visit, so they just do it right then and there. And it just kind of adds another barrier. But again, doctors are so worried about getting that information into the computer system correctly that it really takes away from the visit and takes away from the time. I'm old school. I really like paper. I just still like paper records. I do love the idea of saving the trees. I think we do overuse paper. I think it makes sense for my medical records to be able to communicate with New York in case one of my patients ends up in an ER, God forbid, in New York. I could just send at a flip of a switch the information to the New York ER doctor, or everybody has their little like microfiche or credit card that has their medical information. I just have no faith whatsoever in the protections that our patients will have in terms of their privacy. Honestly, we have the Homeland Security. We can't even protect our own borders. We can't protect from cyber attacks our banks, our Senate, our CIA. We can't protect our borders. You think I trust the government to protect our medical records? So, going back to your question, which was an offshoot of a previous listener question we had, do I think doctors reflocking back to Medicare? When Medicare is out of the hands of the government, I would maybe say yes. But until then, No, not very attractive. All right, guys, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-TALLY. Great questions, guys. I love it. Keep them coming if you can. Radon. In Canada, Health Canada is now urging homeowners to measure the radon in their houses. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is the second leading cause of lung cancer is caused by radon. Now, what happens in Canada eventually happens here in America. So the EPA does have a site, Citizen's Guide to Radon, How to Protect Yourself and Your Family. And a chart they have that is kind of pretty remarkable tells us that radon causes about 21,000 lung cancer deaths in the U.S. each year, which is more than drunk driving, more than falls in the home, more than drownings, more than home fires. So radon is a biggie. And when people say, I don't understand that, I had a family member who died of lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life, never was exposed to secondhand smoke, maybe it could be radon. Now, we want your radon levels to be below 4 picocuries per liter. For those of you who know what the hell a picocurie is, all the power to you, I don't. Anyway, so 4 picocuries per liter. And some of these homes are at the 200 level. So radon, basically, you have uranium in your soil. Uranium breaks down, you got radon gas. Radon gas seeps up through the house, through cracks in your floors, construction joints, wall cracks, gaps in floors. Stop the giggling. Look, just because I use the word gas and crack in the same term, grow up, people. Cavities inside walls, your water supply. The radon could get into the water supply. And they say nearly one out of every 15 homes in the U.S. has elevated radon levels. So there are radon kits you could get. I recommend going to the EPA website. I used to work for the EPA. I really dig the EPA. Go to the EPA website. It tells you how to test your home, how to monitor, how to protect your house, seal the cracks, etc. But make sure you get that checked. One of the reasons why we're bringing up radon is this is the time of year where you're supposed to also check your fire, your smoke alarms. When we set our clocks back for daylight savings time, which, by the way, don't forget to do, set your clocks back an hour, we get an extra hour of sleep. Yeah. We also recommend that you change the batteries in your fire alarms. Okay, smoke detectors. I know some of them are up on the ceiling and they're too high to reach. You don't know where the ladder is. Just do it. Okay, I can't tell you how many fire deaths occur because the smoke alarm didn't work. Why? Because the battery wasn't changed. So don't forget to change the battery. Some of your smoke alarms do that obnoxious chirping sound. Many don't. Come on, they're batteries. They're cheap. Even if they aren't used up, go ahead and change them. The other thing we recommend is carbon monoxide monitors. Many of you are going to be starting your fireplaces. And when you put your fireplaces on, you get carbon monoxide. For those of you that were huge Weird Al Yankovic fans like I was, eat it. Another one rides a bus. His parents died of carbon monoxide poisoning. They're watching TV, had the fireplace on, and both of them died. Carbon monoxide, silent killer. You have no idea what carbon monoxide does. Is it competes with oxygen for your blood receptor, and therefore you actually are deprived of oxygen and you suffocate without knowing. Because you have carbon monoxide competing with oxygen, and carbon monoxide is mean. So check your home for radon. Check your home for carbon monoxide. Change your smoke detector batteries. And again, don't forget to wake up at about 1:58 in the morning tonight to change back your clocks a whole hour. Now, finally, another real important piece of information we got this week, which is interesting, is you know how redheads are more prone to, redheads are more prone to melanoma. Now, many of us think, well, it's because of the sun exposure. You know, they're so fair-skinned. But redheads are getting melanoma sometimes where the sun don't shine, buttock area, etc. So they think if you are a redhead, you just may be more genetically inclined to get a melanoma and not so much a sun-induced melanoma. This reminds all of us to check our tushies a little bit later today with a mirror. Make sure we don't have any abnormal moles, because what you don't see doesn't mean you don't check. All right, guys, great show. Don't forget to vote in 3 days. Change your clocks, and please be safe out there. God bless.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten.
Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.